You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting from 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian. And if you're unfamiliar with Open Mic, this is the show where for the next hour, I'll be playing you some tunes that I found this week and just sharing some stories of myself from the week, sort of like a little personal diary for the week. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. So today, pretty exciting for me. I've booked the night off for work because Always is in town, and I'm kind of excited. I haven't been to a show in a while, so you know, me and my friends are finally getting together, and we're gonna go to the Commodore tonight to go see Always. So that gives me a good segue into our first track. I've got a couple Always songs from the newest album. So for my first track today, a track called "Pharmacist" off Blue Rev here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yeah.
And welcome back. That last track was Silver Velvet by the Courtneys here on CGSF 90.1 FM. You're tuned into Open Mic, and I'm your host, Varian. And I don't know for any of you returning listeners, but last week, last Thursday, on the 9th, I was saying that Friday was my birthday, but I was kind of bummed because that weekend, instead of being able to do anything with my friends, which I did, I ended up spending my birthday with my partner, and we kind of hung out all day and did a little bit of homework and biked around and, you know, went shopping. And it was still a very, very pleasant birthday. But I was kind of bummed that I didn't get to go out with my friends on Friday night and stay out late and maybe get a drink, because on Saturday morning I had to be back here at SFU at 8 a.m. for a Jew morphology field trip, which I thought was going to be kind of boring, but actually turned out to be rather fun. I mean, definitely getting on the bus at 7:45 or at 8 a.m. and doing geomorphology at like 9 a.m. on a Saturday morning when I really wanted to be in bed was definitely not ideal. But I don't know. It was nice. And I think not very many departments get to do like field trips. And so it was kind of a good time to sort of be on that bus and being in the interior and looking at the mountains and stuff. And it was kind of nice. And that evening on Saturday night, we pulled into Cache Creek, which is where we spent the night. I got very, very lucky. Luck of the draw. The TAs had asked, you know, if you had a preference to having a roommate or not. And I never put in like a bid for whether or not I wanted a roommate or who I wanted a room with. So when it was kind of time to divvy up the keys, I was like, oh crap, like I didn't get to choose who I wanted to be with, or I didn't get to like put in a bid to be alone. But you know, I got really lucky and I got an entire hotel suite to myself, which was super sweet. And then so we're in Cache Creek and it's super late and we're like, okay, well, we gotta find what's open sort of food. And there's just one hotel pub, the Oasis Hotel pub, that was open, so we all kind of went there and it was really fun. You know, the food was sort of all right, but it's what you can expect. But, you know, kind of like met some of my like fellow cohorts. And it was a karaoke night, too. I've talked about how I've been getting into, you know, getting on stage and making a fool of myself and being at karaoke. But it was super fun. And I was with all these geography students and my professor, and we were all like having a drink and sing karaoke. I witnessed my professor sing Call Me Maybe at karaoke, which was super, super funny. Also kind of a funny thought. I mean, you know, this year I turned 23, which is by no means old. And it's funny, I was talking to my coworker about this, is that, you know, you can never really say that, like, you can never really start complaining about being old because someone's going to make fun of you. But it doesn't matter because, you know, none of you guys know me and I'm not going to hear any of you guys make fun of me. But I had a first moment of sort of feeling a little bit old on that field trip because, man, there was like straight up a kid at the pub and I was just like talking to everyone. I was like, yeah, like, how old are you guys? Whatever. He was like, yeah, I'm 18. I was like, oh my god, you're not even old enough to, like, have a drink here. So, it was definitely kind of a weird vibe, but other than that, I had a really, really good time, yeah. Anyways, on to my next track here. A track called Inner Circle by Rosie Plain here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Most solar installers and service technicians are men, so women in the industry often know what it's like to be the only woman at a job site and to be treated differently because of their gender.
When they do physical labor, there's always someone trying to help them to lift the panels. They can't do that. They don't need help. They are just like any other worker.
That's Lorema Jaramillo of the Interstate Renewable Energy Council. She says creating a more diverse and equitable solar workforce starts with hiring. She recommends actively recruiting and promoting more women and people from other underrepresented groups. For example, her organization helped recruit a woman and a transgender man to work on a solar installation at a large public market in San Juan, Puerto Rico. But it takes more than contracts to advance equity. Jaramillo says it's also critical to build a workplace culture that enables all employees to thrive, for example, by leading diversity and equity trainings.
Not just the leadership of the organization, but the rest of the team need to understand that this is a place for everyone and everyone have the same value and could do the job.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org. Thank you.
For the faint crowd, don't know when to keep. Try to cut it, I'm a strange flower growing out the creek. Know the job, if it came foul, come without receipts. Be your hustle when your brain's mine. I hold the D, I can fumble on a game shot. I mean, struggle when your pain mine. I know my team, I wear your number when it's game time.
I see we could probably money your money. Take off on our time. Say, wake up. Everybody, if you're sleeping, wake up. No more sleeping in bed. That say the hungry must be fed. That say the blind must be led. Chamo Malansi, the living legend. I say, wake up. Everybody, I say, wake up, wake up, wake up. Boom shot. No sleeping in bed. Ribbit, bit, bit. No sleeping in bed. Hungry must be fed. I say, the blind must be led. You to this original legend.
Real shit, I said, the name money, gang. Get the chain, fucking fame. If it ain't about no money, I ain't fucking with you, gang. When I was tucked up in the chains, niggas ain't give me a holler. Well, 9500, niggas ain't give me a dollar. That's the number one problem. No respect, no loyalty. Business over bitches, that's number one and most importantly. The day I fell, I knew y'all would be the ones that supported me. I'm calling phones, y'all hitting buttons, avoiding me. I was in my cell, boiling. Like when I touch down, I'ma kill something. That's when I caught myself like, nigga, get a deal with something. Eat a meal with something, getting rich and make them sick. The main ones I thought was real, they was fake as shit. Talking about they never change, I needed help, they never came. Same time you making money off my name. No one's fucked up in the game, cause God just had to show me who to keep close to me. And all the real niggas owe me. Shit, my mind the one that told me. Man, them niggas ain't gon' ride. When you down doing your time, they out here acting like you die. Lanes. And I ain't dissing on you niggas, no. I'm just spitting pain. This is real shit, growing like the blood that's in my veins. Homie, feel this, cause it can happen to you, boy, the same. I'm the only boy to blame, cause I was down for you niggas. I would ride, I would die, what's my pound for you niggas? Like, I was on quarantine, living like a poor thing. Niggas taking meds to kill a pain like it's morphine. Shit, yeah, go ahead, sleep on me, you boy's dream. And I be at it, chasing cabin, serving more cream. Myself from the lanes, had to realize that me and niggas ain't the same, can't complain. I kept it 100, sunny and rain, through the fame or the pain. With real shit, I said, the name of the game, get the chain, fucking fame. If it ain't about no money, I ain't fucking with you, gang. When I was tucked up in the chains, niggas ain't give me a holler. Well, 9500, niggas ain't give me a dollar. That's the number one problem, no respect, no loyalty. Business over bitches, that's number one and most importantly. The day I owe me. Shit, my mind the one that told me. Man, them niggas ain't gon'
dissing on you niggas, no. I'm just spitting pain. This is real shit, growing like the blood that's in my veins. Homie, feel this, cause it can happen to you, boy, the same. I'm the only boy to blame, cause I was down for you niggas. I would ride, I would die, what's my pal for you niggas? Like, I was on quarantine, living like a poor thing. Niggas taking meds to kill the pain like it's morphine. Yeah, go ahead, sleep on me, you boy's dream. And I be at it, chasing cabin, serving more cream. Myself from the lanes, had to realize that me and niggas ain't the same, can't complain. I kept it 100 sunny and rain, through the fame or the pain, regardless I will remain the same.
You know what, this is a celebration, I'm gonna give you a pass on freestyle. We're not gonna do that.
I want a freestyle though.
You sure?
What you gotta, you can't find a beat right now?
Not right this minute.
All right, let me just give him something real.
Song, but you know, bitches learning. I'm just trying.